And now the lives of the cowboy cryptozoologists, Leroy and Curtis. When last we visited Leroy and Curtis, they discovered a fallen alien vessel full of dead extraterrestrials. To conceal the corpses from the government, the two made the bodies into jerky with the help of Leroy's wife, Mora. Upon eating the jerky, the three of them gained fabulous superpowers. Well, that was fun while it lasted.
Yep.
All that unlimited energy, super strength, laser eye beams, bouncing around like we was made of galvanized rubber.
Yep.
Too bad it all wore off once we ran out of jerky.
Yep.
Still gets me to wondering. A lot of strange things happen around this ranch.
They sure do, Curtis. But there's no time for that. Get out of your bunk bed and come on down for breakfast. Mora and I made Belgian waffles.
I hear the Belgian government ordered a crackdown on waffle smugglers to keep the recipe inside the country.
The hell'd you hear that?
The interweb.
Don't matter none. Come out of the bunkhouse and eat with us.
Yeah, I'm coming.
You're the only person that lives in the bunkhouse, and yet you're on the top bunk. I've been meaning to ask you about that.
Oh, government robot mouse spies can't travel vertically. Known fact of science.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Now, on we go to the farmhouse for some delicious homemade waffles. I can taste them already.
Ah, sweet Belgian goodness.
You bet, Curtis.
Holy chocolate sprinkles on an everything bagel.
Our cows! They're gone!
Every last one!
Hurry, to the farmhouse.
Mora!
The cows are gone!
You saw them too?
Stop copying me!
Get out of my head!
You get out of my head!
Looks like those waffles will have to wait. Let's find out why our cattle are gone.
What in tarnation? Mora, get the Remington and meet us in the pickup.
The top rod?
The gun!
Alright.
What is that thing?
I don't know. It's huge, and it's got wings, and it's carrying a cow.
After it.
Got the gun.
Come on, get in. Ride shotgun, Mora.
Sounds fine.
Alright, let's roll.
There it is.
And there's our herd behind it.
Gooey, folks. Looks like a real-life sphinx.
It's got a big furry lion's body, an eagle's wings, and a woman's face with a stentorian nose.
Don't stentorian mean loud?
I think it sees us. Might as well just approach it. No point in trying to surprise it.
Well, keep that gun ready in case we need to use it more.
All right.
Hey, sphinx!
Yes, humans.
You've got our cows.
I do, humans. And you shan't have them back unless you answer my mysterious sphinxical riddle. What happens if we're wrong?
Do you eat us?
I think strangling is the tradition.
Oh, nothing so serious as that. I just get to keep your cattle and eat them. Slowly.
I'd like to point out that we have a gun.
I'd like to respond by eating this cow whole.
No! That's okay. We get the point.
Okay. Here is my riddle. What has 8 legs in the morning, 4 legs in the afternoon, and 0 legs at night?
Do we get huddle time?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking here.
I'm thinking it's all an elaborate metaphor.
I agree.
Ahem.
Okay, we have an answer.
Yes.
Ahem.
The answer is this. It's the evolutionary path of humanity, metaphorized as a man and a woman. First, as prosimian-like creatures, our genetic ancestors were quadrupeds, thus 8 legs total. 4 legs is 2 legs per person, meaning the bipedal phase of human development, being Australopithecine, Homo erectus, sapiens, and what have you. 0 legs at night means that when humanity has achieved its intellectual peak, we will no longer have legs, having discovered the ability to move ourselves with telekinesis. Ha!
So, are we right?
Oh, man. Well, no. You are totally wrong.
Oh, spit.
Dang, nabbit.
Ah, hell. What is the answer?
What has 8 legs in the morning, 4 in the afternoon, and none at night?
Yes!
A spider, if you pull its legs off slowly during the course of a day.
What? That was the worst riddle ever.
I can eat you.
That is the best riddle ever.
However, you have given an answer which pleases me. Perhaps we can be friends, and I will return your cows to you.
If you did that for us, Miss Sphinx, that'd be just lovely.
It's just, I'm so very lonely, you see. and I'm just looking for a group of friends that can stimulate me. Intellectually, you know. I mean, I couldn't eat all these cows in one sitting anyway. I'd be such a fatty. Oh, honey, I know exactly how you feel. Oh, I'm so glad you understand me. Let's be friends.
And so Mora, Leroy, Curtis, and the Sphinx, whose name was Cassandra, had a celebratory barbecue, and everyone was happy, except the cow.
The end.